Hi, I'm Young Kwon, and thank you for joining us today. I'm a service manager in Microsoft IT, responsible for data management services, and with me today is Brad.
Thanks, Young. I'm Brad Sutton, the senior product manager in Microsoft IT, responsible for server infrastructure, private cloud, and consumerization of IT evidence from a Microsoft perspective. Today, we'll be discussing server data storage optimization service called deduplication, also known as dedupe. This solution improved our server storage capacity, users' experience, and increased productivity by streamlining the data storage management process as part of our internal Windows Server 2012 dog food efforts here at Microsoft. Young, our data management service manager, led the dog food validation effort. So I'll ask Young to start us off.
Thank you, Brad. The basic premise of deduplication is to eliminate duplicate data and reduce redundant data storage. Enterprise data storage is increasing at tremendous rates, which means costs for this storage are also increasing, a definitely headache for IT department. Deduplication reduces storage cost and is a significant storage solution available to your IT department today, actually via Windows Server 2012 operating system. Before Windows Server 2012 deduplication was introduced, our server storage infrastructure had some scalability issues, such as 1-on-1 physical storage provisioning, and as usual, limited IT budget to increase physical storage. And also, the Windows Server 2008 R2, the previous OS with the -B, has some limited to optimize with SAN storage. So to solve this problem, we validated Windows Server 2012's dedupe solution since the pre-beta milestone of Windows 2012 Server, so to improve storage optimization and increase productivity.
Thanks, Sean. In thinking about deduplication, we wanted to understand more about what we were hearing from the industry. And so this is what we've heard. We've heard that according to the IDC, the growth rate of file-based data is over 60%. This raises the IT's total cost of ownership for storage, as well as the declining disk drive cost. Data centralization strategy opens up big opportunities for us for space optimization. Most of the company's IT consolidates and centralizes data in order to implement data protection, management, and policy compliance. Also, consolidation of the OS, applications, and user data became a key strategy for IT's capacity computing. Third, while data is becoming more centralized, the workforce is becoming more decentralized. 60% of workers are now working from home or from the road, so data transmission is now done over the WAN, which requires network optimization with less data size. So with that in mind, I'd like to share some goals and objectives that we set out to accomplish this with this solution. First, scalability was our number one goal with evaluating Windows Server 2012 deduplication, and not just from a size of the storage perspective, but also from the speed of access to the data. It must be scalable. So we needed a solution that was self-managing, and it was vital for us to have a server storage management solution that was easily programmable and automated. We also wanted to maintain high reliability and high data integrity. And lastly, we wanted to minimize deployment costs. So with that in mind, as a service manager, can you give us some insight to what you and the team went through when testing out Windows Server 2012 dedupe on your file servers?
Certainly, Brad. The goal of data deduplication is to store more data in less space and transfer less data. So we can do these by segmenting files into small and variable sized chunks. So identifying the duplicated chunks and then maintaining a single copy of each chunk. So redundant copies of the chunk are then replaced by a reference to a single copy. So in addition, the chunks are also compressed for further space optimization. The result is an on-disk transformation of each file. So after deduplication, files are no longer stored as independent stream of data. as they are replaced with stubs that point to data blocks stored within a common chunk store. Because these files share blocks, those blocks are only stored once, so which reduces the disk space needed to store all files. Data volume can be reduced by dedup without compromising the data contents, fidelity, or integrity. Dedup optimizes data volume over 80%, possibly more. For example, if you have 10 terabyte data, dedup can save 8 terabyte in drive space. In other words, you need only 2 terabyte of drive space for 10 terabyte actual data size. These savings leads to smaller and faster data backup and restore process, as well as efficient archiving and quick data migration. With this savings, you can add more data by less hardware and increase availability.
So that sounds great for the data administrator from a saving of storage size. But since we're separating the data into chunks, doesn't that slow down the access performance to files for the end user?
That is a great question, Brad. Actually, deduplication feature in Windows Server 2012 will not impact any performance issues at all. So the users will actually have exact same experience as actual size of files. That is the beauty of deduplication technology. In fact, the dedup can increase network bandwidth performance.
Wow, that sounds great. So can you share some more specific information around the advanced features and the architecture around Windows Server 2012 dedup?
Absolutely, Brad. So dedup has actually three layers, management interface layer, and deduplication job layer, and data access layer. So you can manage the dedup over Windows Server 2012 Server Manager UI, which has improved dramatically from Windows 2008 R2, and then PowerShell script or WMI interface. So then the actual dedup job can optimize the storage and also it has two additional advanced features we call garbage collection and scrubbing. So basically, garbage collection is that cleaning tool. So it processes deleted or modified data in the volume. So it's no longer a needed file. So any data chunks and that we can reference and then clean up. So scrubbing is we call last scrubbing time. So it analyzes the chunk, store corruption and logs, any issues. So when it's possible, it makes repairs. So once dedup is enabled, you can access to dedup file system and store, retrieve, and we can do indexing.
Very cool. Well, I can see why our customers would want to evaluate this. Young, tell us a little bit more about the Microsoft IT evaluation of Windows Server 2012 dog food program and some of the deployment detail around dedup.
Yeah, certainly, Brad. So we MSIT did that, a lot of validations, but we focused on primary data, such as general file shares and software deployment files and data shares and VHD, which is a virtual hard disk libraries for deduplication. So we expected the dedup savings ratio between, let's say, 30% to 60% based on our early validation scenarios. Guess what? We got an average of 50%, and some data savings results were surprising over 90%. Wow. Before we configured the dedup on drive volumes, we performed evaluation methods to preview what would be the savings that we could get. Once our expectation was set by the evaluation utilities, we installed and configured deduplication. Oh, I should mention, so installing dedup is fairly easy. So you can enable deduplication from Server Manager UI, and then can configure on the target volume, which is drive volume F, G, E, whatever it is. So Windows Server 2012 file servers, and I'd say all of deduplication validation had been very successful.
As you mentioned, deduplication can add 50 to 90% ratio, which can be very cost effective for Microsoft. Young, can you share us some more of the cost savings around your services around deduplication?
Of course, the cost is very important things for this IT. So if we can save 50 to 90% space, let's say before the backup to destinations, this not only benefit us with the less data to backup, less data to migrate, and faster transferring over WAN. So we can save thousands of dollars per month, per year with dedup. So let me share the MSIT's deduplication cost savings forecast. This fiscal year, we estimated capacity just for MSIT file share data only. Storage capacity is about 680 terabytes. So imagine when we do the one-on-one physical storage management cost, it would be over $2 million. So as you can see, the capacity will grow rapidly each year. So with a dedup, we can save about 40% average of the storage and management cost. And the dollar savings are huge for us. So we can do other service improvement with the a lot less money. So deduplication definitely enables us to expand our file share services, client data backup services, all those deployment with scalable solutions, quality management, and very low cost.
Wow, thanks, Sean. I think this has been a great example of cost savings and excellent insight into the new features of Windows Server 2012. So in wrapping up the video, I'd like to share with you some online resources which you will find helpful in your evaluating Windows Server 2012 deduplication.
So thank you for joining us today, and we hope you found this session on deduplication in Windows Server 2012 useful. See you next time.